Now, about school, when you went to school, did school, what time of the year did school?
School opened somewhere around about 1st September. We were 9 months and closed sometime in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time during the day did school, was it about 3 o'clock?
You turned out?
Yeah.
I think 15 minutes after 3, and it took in about 15 minutes to look. No, it took in about 8:30, I think, something like that.
But
yeah.
You always went 9 months a year.
That's right. That's right. Hmm. In a wagon. With a covered wagon. You know, the tally hole was covered.
Yeah.
And that's what we went.
Well, shoot, y'all were lucky because you didn't have to walk and your school went 9 months a year. I know a lot of people that went maybe 3 or 4 months a year.
I know it.
You got a pretty good.
Yeah, well, I had a chance to get an education. And my brother did, some of them went to college. But anyway, since you mentioned that, I remember once the Big Shots out of Baton Rouge came up and saw us all big boys out there, you know, in the country school, and they made the remark that it was very unusual to see big boys going to school when they ought to be in, knew they would be in the field working, you see. But we went to school.
Uh-huh. What if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up?
Let me see.
Did you ever do that?
No, I was scared to do that. Mainly, let me see what he called it. All foot.
Oh, here comes your wife.
Right. That's fine.
That's mighty nice of her to do that. I approve. Good news, you didn't have to go to all that trouble.
Darlene, I want to ask you one thing. That is where the trading post, I think.
What do they call it? Why do they call it the Bluff Creek Road?
Well, it's because years ago, it used to be what they had campground. You know, they had places that meet in the summertime and have big camp meetings. And they had little shacks that everybody lived in, a big tabernacle. Now, I've been way down there, about 14 miles down there. It used to be the old Bluff Creek campground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they called it Bluff Creek Road.
Yeah.
And the people go down there and spend a week. That's what, a week or 10 days. A lot of people just go down there and camp the whole time.
I was in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and they have a county fair up there that goes on for a week. It's real interesting.
I've been to Philadelphia, Mississippi. That's way on up there, Mississippi. Yeah. What are you doing up there?
Interviewing people.
Oh, yeah. Just like you interviewed me, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I interviewed old Choctaw Indian up there. But as you were telling me about going to school.
Yeah.
What would you call it when you didn't show up?
Oh, let's see.
Kids would play hooky a lot?
Yeah, hooky, yeah, that's right, hooky. But I never did do that.
Never laid out, huh?
I know, I knew what I'd get when I got home. If they found it out. No, I never did play hooky. I've done everything else at school, but I never played hooky.
What'd you sit in?
We had good desks. Yeah.
You had your own
desk? Yeah, everyone, you know, in line. It was just like we had a nice school.
Okay.
Good. They built a high school when I was in about the eighth grade. It was a pretty nice school in then, and then about the eighth grade when they built that good high school right there.
Yeah.
This country here, it's a good country living. People, there's a lot of good people around here. Well, all of older heads all gone now, but. See, it got good roads and went to town to school. And that's, usually you couldn't think. Well, when I was going to school for a while, you did well to get to school in the wagon.